Then I have talked about this before, but this is in a different way. As though there's a mild, gentle mist of light around, and the only clarity, absolute clarity, crystal clarity, is in the middle of that, where I am. And so that was continuing for a while, that, and so there was some sort of reference. There's a mist that has to do with the past and the future, and there was a clarity with the present. But now that seems to be fading as well. And then the only thing, instrument I've got to check that is the mind, and the mind says, so if there's no past and there's no future, and you're not feeling the present, then what? And I think that's where I am now. I was going to say, then what? But it's as though there isn't a then either. Or a what? And there isn't, in a way, there isn't even a now, as we refer to now. So it's as though everything is melting. And then as I say melting, and I say, well, that's one way of trying to describe it, but in another way, everything's clearer and sharper than ever. And so I can't explain that. So I'm coming back to a feeling of everything disappearing, everything fading, everything dissolving, including the one that's experiencing the dissolving. Everything shifting and changing and moving and no longer being able to say, oh, it's that, or I'm this, or that's how I'm feeling, or that's what's going on. Not only that there isn't a language to explain it, but as though there isn't anything to explain. And it does feel new. It feels like, we'll use the word phase, but of course a phase is something that comes and goes, and I don't know whether it's going to go. Although my experience to now, if this, everything is changing. And then I suddenly felt a change of gear then, when I said that, that everything is changing. And it got just a little more practical then to say, that's been my experience. The less I hold, the more things evolve. Yes, evolve. And when I evolve, I don't necessarily mean getting better. I mean getting more refined or more sensitive or more something I can't really explain. So coming back to the practical in this, for you that are listening, is just to say again, my experience is to say to you, don't hold anything at all. Let it come. And if it wants to go, let it go. And I'm seeing again, not even to identify what is it now, because that now is already gone. And then that's what I'm, I can't say experiencing, that's what I'm in. A vast lake of change, of gentle shifting change that has no form except what I dare to give it. And I'm giving everything less and less form in every way. Yes, a warm lake of gentle shifting. See, even to say change is too violent. It's not change. Shifting is closer, morphing. flowing, and all the time not attempting to know, because attempting to know is like taking a photograph and you've got it stuck and nothing is stuck. Everything is movement, everything, including the one that is registering the movement. And the more we, the more we want to be safe and secure and predictable and sure and know, the more we do that, the more out of touch with what could be happening. And I say could be happening because I don't know whether it is or whether it isn't. I just can't see anymore, can't identify, even to the point of, often I say I can't find a word for it, but it's not that I can't find a word for it. I can't find the it. I don't know what it is. It's something new. And so, just floating, floating in that and not knowing. And a sense of being, needing to have a certain, caution, alertness, awareness on one level, and on another level, everything's, being taken care of, but that's too gross. It's not about being taken care of. It's everything is.